Please be seated while I pray. Father God, thank you so much for your Redeemer, for my Redeemer. Lord, thank you for sending your Son to the cross. Lord, thank you for just what you've done in our lives. Lord, thank you for giving us an opportunity to worship you here this morning. God, as we begin the time of our service where we remember the cross, Lord, help this to be a time where our hearts are just driven towards you, Lord, where we can reflect on you, remember what you did, Lord, and be encouraged and walk away rejoicing. In your name, amen. We're at the time of the service where we see communion. And today I want to read out of Acts chapter 8, if you want to turn there with me. While you're turning there, we're going to start in verse 30. But to give you a little bit of background, this is a story of Philip and the Ethiopian. Philip was actually preaching the gospel throughout Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit told him to take a road south, and he met up with an Ethiopian there. The Spirit told him to go up to the chariot where the Ethiopian was riding and talk to him. And so in verse 30 it says, "And when Philip had run up, he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, 'Do you understand what you're reading?' The Ethiopian said, 'Well, how could I, unless someone guides me?' And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him." Now, the passage of Scripture which he was reading was this. It's out of Isaiah 53. It says, "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who shall relate his generation? His life is removed from the earth, for his life is removed from the earth." And the eunuch answered Philip and said, "Please tell me, of whom does this prophet say? Is it himself or is it someone else?" And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him. There's two characters I want to focus on in this passage. The first character is the Ethiopian. He walks into this, and he went from Jerusalem to worship. He went to Jerusalem to worship. He comes out of Jerusalem, and he's reading Scripture. But you can almost sense the frustration on his voice when he's asking these questions. His question first in verse 20 or in 31 is, "How could I understand this unless someone guides me?" And see, he's just not getting what Scripture is trying to teach him. And then in 34, he says again, "Tell me, who is the prophet speaking of?" If we jump ahead to the end of the story, after Philip had preached Jesus to him, we see in verse 38 at the very end it says, where'd it go? In verse 39 at the very end it says, "But he went on his way rejoicing." Something transformed in this Ethiopian's life once he was preached the gospel. So I have a question for you. Are you the Ethiopian today? Are you the Ethiopian not understanding, confused, frustrated by what you see in Scripture? Are you the Ethiopian understanding Scripture, understanding Jesus, and walking away from here rejoicing? If you don't understand Scripture, this is a time, this communion time when we pass the bread and the cup, is a time for those that do understand what Christ is and what Christ did. And so we'd like to ask that you pass the bread and the cup by during this. But seek. Which leads to the next character in this story I want to talk about, and that is the son. The person whom the passage speaks of. So let's go back to that passage in Isaiah 53 and read it. It says, "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shear is silent, and he did not open his mouth." When Christ came to this earth, he came in silent submission to the Father. He came as a lamb to take the sacrifice that we needed in our place. And then in 33 it says, "In humiliation." I want to tell a quick story. A few weeks ago we were talking during our family devotions about Christ coming to the earth. And one of my sons asked the question, "If God opposes sin, how could he have come and dwelt among us? How could he have been among sinners if he's in such strong opposition to sin?" My first response was, I don't know. But my second response quickly went to this passage and the concept of this passage, which says, he came and suffered in humiliation. He dwelt among sinners as God so that we don't have to for eternity. And that was as painful as the cross to him. When we walk every day and interact with people who oppose God, it hurts us. We don't like it. We feel uncomfortable. Think of how much more pain that was to God when he dwelt among us. And so in humiliation, he came. And it takes that further. It says his judgment, or our judgment, was taken away. He came as a substitute for us at the cross. So when we meditate on the gospel, when we meditate on the cross today during communion, think about that substitute and what it meant for Christ to come here, walk on the earth, feel sin every day, interact with it in a way that he had never, and die for it. Go ahead and take communion on your own this morning.